It is one of the paradoxes of truth that we gain by giving up. We lose by greedily grasping. Every gain in virtue necessitates some loss in vice. Every accession of holiness means some selfish pleasure yielded up. And every forward step on the path of truth demands the forfeit of some self-assertive error. He who would be clothed in new garments must first cast away the old, and he who would find the true must sacrifice the false. The gardener digs in the weeds in order that they may feed with their decay the plants which are good for food, and the tree of wisdom can only flourish on the compost of uprooted follies. Growth, gain, necessitates sacrifice, loss. The true life, the blessed life, the life that is not tormented with passions and pains, is reached only through sacrifice. Not necessarily the sacrifice of outward things, but the sacrifice of the inward errors and defilements. For it is these, and these only, which bring misery into life. It is not the good and true that needs to be sacrificed, but the evil and false. Therefore, all sacrifice is ultimately gain, and there is no essential loss. Yet, at first, the loss seems great, and the sacrifice is painful. But this is because of the self-delusion and spiritual blindness which always accompany selfishness. And pain must always accompany the cutting away of some selfish portion of one's nature. When the drunkard resolves to sacrifice his lust for strong drink, he passes through a period of great suffering, and he feels that he is forfeiting a great pleasure. But when his victory is complete, when the lust is dead and the mind is calm and sober, then he knows that he has gained incalculably by the giving up of his selfish animal pleasure.